A small Spanish island in the middle of the Atlantic has become one of the world's first self-sufficient islands in terms of energy. The island of El Hierro is part of Spain's Canary Islands, is going 100% renewable thanks to a mix of wind and hydroelectric power. Lauren Freyer traveled to the remote island to see how it all works.
At least one commercial jet flight, a propeller plane, and a ferry. The irony is it actually takes quite a lot of fossil fuel power to reach the tiny, windy island of El Hierro. For me, it's a 12-hour trip from the Spanish mainland. Before Columbus set sail, this island was the westernmost point of the known world. The only way they got electricity here is by shipping in thousands of tons of diesel fuel by barge, an expensive and dirty endeavor, until now. I'm standing at about 1,800 feet above sea level on a rocky mountain that's become the centerpiece of this island. Five massive metal turbines, windmills that are powering the entire island's electricity.
They're 64 meters high, so just getting them onto the island and up this mountain was a logistical nightmare. They were split into three parts that each came into different ports. We had to widen the road to get them through.
Engineer Juan Manuel Quintero takes me around the Garona del Viento power plant, which by the end of this year will generate 100% of the energy needed by this island's 10,000 residents.
The plant consists of five windmills and two lakes, one on top of the mountain and one below, connected with a big tube. So when there's enough wind, we use the windmills to power the island and to pump water from the bottom lake up to the top one. Then if the wind dies down, that water is released down through turbines and generates hydroelectric power.
It's tan simple. It's so simple, and yet nobody did it before. No, nadie lo ha hecho antes.
No, it's been done separately, but no one's ever combined water and wind. It's simple. The wind machines, we basically ordered out of a catalog. We didn't invent the technology. Same with the water turbines. The innovation we made is hooking up the two systems together.
The Spanish government, a local university, and a Spanish power company helped with a total investment of $110 million.
We are lucky the crisis came when the project was almost finished.
Island Governor Elpidio Armas says this is one of the last projects Spain approved before the financial crisis forced the government to cut all subsidies for renewable energy. El Hierro has long been a place people emigrated from. Now the governor hopes the power station will bring people back, make them proud of their island.
When they turn on the light, they think of the windmills moving, and maybe they think we are different from the rest of the world because we are getting electricity from the windmills and not for the conventional engines.
¿Y qué piensa en este Corona del Viento? ¿Es algo malo? ¿Es algo bueno?
No, es algo, una buena inversión.
Most residents I met shrugged and said they're fine with the power plant, though it doesn't lower their electricity costs. Those are set at a national level. But energy economist Gonzalo Escribano says the new power scheme has given this isolated community energy security for the future.
How much will be the price for oil in 20 years' time? We don't know. But we are sure that we will still have wind in the Canary Islands in El Hierro in 20 years' time. And the price or the cost to generate an additional gigawatt will be zero. Just very small cost regarding maintenance.
And El Hierro is already planning its next energy project. It wants all the island's cars to be electric by the year 2020. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer on El Hierro in Spain's Canary Islands.